with this KLEM Sports Update. For this Wednesday, March 13th, I'm KLEM Sports Director Daniel Versteg. The South Dakota State University women's basketball team won their second consecutive Summit League title yesterday, defeating North Dakota State in Sioux Falls by the final score of 67-54. Akron Westfield alum Natalie Nielsen is part of the Jackrabbit women's basketball program and had to sit out and redshirt last season. She says it's been nice to feel like she's having an impact on the court once again this year.
It's been hard to have to kind of work back, but it's been good to be back and fun to finally feel like I'm making an impact on the court.
That audio is courtesy of the Jackrabbit Sports Network. Nielsen has not been able to see the floor very often, totaling just 34 minutes across 8 games of action this season. But she's still had an impact on the team, even if it's being an encourager on the bench.
Definitely, they're so electric is the word that we like to use. They knock down those shots right in front of us, and it's just hard not to like go out there and give them a big hug or something. But it's definitely fun on the bench. The environment is crazy.
Thankfully, when Nielsen has been on the floor, she's made the most of her opportunities. She's scored 19 points, going 7 of 8 from the field this year with 5 rebounds, an assist, and a block shot. She credits a lot of her success to working with fellow post players Mesa Byam and West Lyon graduate Brooklyn Meyer.
They're so impactful, not only on the court, but just like they help me learn, I don't know, just things that we see happening.
Yeah.
Not only we push and shove each other every practice.
The Jackrabbits were led in the contest yesterday by Summit League Tournament MVP Paige Meyer, who finished with 18 points, 7 rebounds, and 5 assists. Brooklyn Meyer added 15 points with 6 rebounds, 4 assists, and 3 block shots. The Jackrabbits now await their NCAA tournament pairing on Selection Sunday on March 17. Once again, want to thank the Jackrabbit Sports Network for that audio of Natalie Nielsen. Keeping with the college basketball themes from yesterday, sticking in the women's side of the conference tournaments taking place, the Big 12 Women's Basketball Conference Tournament taking place in Kansas City, and Texas Longhorns knocked off Iowa State in that matchup, a final score of 70-53, but the Cyclones should still be an NCAA tournament team getting an at-large bid. On the men's side of the Summit League tournament in Sioux Falls, it was a South Dakota State sweep. The Jackrabbit men took down the Pioneers of Denver University by a final score of 76-68, so both Jackrabbit basketball teams will be dancing into the NCAA Men's and Women's Basketball National Tournaments. Let's get to some more, even more local sports news. Passing along a note to you, the Hinton Boys Wrestling Program has been under some turmoil here the last month and a half or so, and they have seen more as head coach Casey Crawford has sent the Hinton School Board his letter of resignation. Crawford was head coach of the Blackhawk program for 15 years, leading the program to its most successful seasons in the last 2 years. Both seasons, the Blackhawks qualified for the state dual tournament, which had never been done before in program history. He also coached the school's all-time win leader by pin in Daniel Bishop, who pinned 101 opponents from 2014 to 2017. The school also sent a record 8 wrestlers to state this past February. Crawford wrote in his letter, quote, "I am grateful for those years and that chance to build a program as well as have a positive impact on the athletes' lives," end quote. The resignation of his coaching job apparently will not include a resignation of his employment with the school district as a teacher. And in case you hadn't heard, the resignation comes following a hazing incident that included assault allegations at the state dual tournament in Coralville the first weekend of February. The incident led to the reassignment of 2 students by the Hinton School Board who were involved in the incident. Again, Hinton boys wrestling coach Casey Crawford has sent the school board his letter of resignation following the assault incident taking place at state dual wrestling in Coralville earlier in February. The school board at Hinton will act on the letter of resignation coming up at its regularly scheduled March meeting on Monday, March 18. to some accolades coming out from the Iowa Basketball Coaches Association. They've released some all-region and all-substate teams for the postseason tournaments in the area. Let's take a look at how many athletes getting honored. Starting in Class 1A, Girls Basketball Region 4, where Plymouth County was very well represented on the all-region teams. Remsen St. Mary's, of course, the champions of the region. They earned 4 all-region selections, including Whitney Jensen, Maya Bunkers, Carmody Rickey, and Claire Schrader. Their head coach, Scott Willman, was Region Coach of the Year. Akron Westfield Junior Guard Mackenzie Hughes and Galen Catholic Junior Guard Isaiah Sitzman were also named All-Region by the Iowa Basketball Coaches Association. Over to Class 2A in Region 7, that's where we had some more area athletes. They include on the All-Region team Kingsley Pearson, River Valley sophomore Sydney Duskin, earning All-Region selection in Class 2A Region 7. And a couple of Hinton Blackhawks, they include Hinton sophomore Bailey Bouvey and senior Ashlyn Kovarna. Their head coach Matt Leary was named the Region Coach of the Year in Class 2A Region 7. Then over to Class 4A Region 7. Lamar's Community was the top seed in that region. They also earned the most all-region selections. They include a couple of seniors in Sarah Brown and Zoe Wickup, as well as junior Jalen Marino. And first-year head coach of the program, Sydney Baumgartner, was named Coach of the Year in Class 4A, Region 7. Over to the boys' side, they're all substate teams. In Class 1A, Substate 1, just one area honoree. That includes MMCRU sophomore post player Brayson Mulder. He earns all substate honors in Class 1A, Substate 1. Over to Class 1A, Substate 2, that's where we find Remsen St. Mary's junior forward Colin Holman. And then finally, the other all-substate honoree from the area, it is Kingsley Pearson River Valley senior Bo Goodwin. He was named all-substate in Class 2A, Substate 2. Again, those honors coming out from the Iowa Basketball Coaches Association following the conclusion of the basketball season. Once again, there is nothing on the sports schedule today involving high school athletics. And once there is, make sure you check out our website for up-to-date sports news at KLEM1410.com. And you can also follow us on Twitter, where we are at KLEM Sports on Twitter. This has been your Wednesday KLEM Sports Update. I'm Sports Director Daniel Versteeg.